A man must drink, a man must drink, a man must drink of his tusk, of his tusk. A man must drink, a man must drink, a man must drink of his tusk, of his tusk. Hard lily, hard lily, hard lily, hard lily, hard lily, thank you for the water.
It's too
Get on, get in, get it in.
Alright, do you have your, do you have one prepared?
My headphones ain't working.
What do you mean they're not working?
I can't hear you.
What do you mean?
Hold on, dude, say something. I mean, I can kind of hear mine, but I'm not really hearing yours. Okay, there we go. Okay, you're down.
There it goes. We fixed the problem.
You got one?
You don't have one?
No, I've been working on catering. We got to do something. We got to figure out something.
Okay, wait. I've got one here.
I get next week's, though. I would do next week. I'll do
what?
Next week's.
You're going to do next week's? You yeah. Mother Hubbard?
Yes.
You Mother Hubbard put us to shame?
I will put us to shame.
How dare
tonight.
How dare you?
So get up.
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 Hey, yo, we got the rebel sound. Everybody crowd. Get up and get it now. Spin it like a full round. We got the rebel sound. Everybody crowd. Get up and get it now. Spray it like a full round. We got the rebel sound. Everybody crowd. Get up and get it now. Spray it like a full round. So get up.
Hello. My name is Antonio Banderas.
He is back.
And inside of my guitar is Guns and Boom Podcast.
Boom Podcast.
Welcome to episode number 10 of the Boom Upcast.
Number 10?
Yeah, actually, last week we were wrong. I think we said last week's show was 8.
Or 9.
It was 10. 9. Today is not 9, it is 10.
10 plus 10 is 20.
Yeah.
20. It's addition, people.
So I'm going to let you go first, and then I'm going to get into it, because it's going to be a get into. So you go. What's going on?
Not much. Let's see. This week, just had to pretty much prepping for the catering, doing all the shopping. Catered for Staccato's job. It's a Christmas party.
Christmas party! Get drunk, get crunk!
So I end up doing two hams, because I don't even eat pork. So I couldn't even test them. Good thing I had a pork eater in the household I was cooking at. Yeah. So it was good. Then did some turkeys, some stuffing, dressing, cornbread regular. Made some gravy. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you how awesome I am.
Let me tell you how awesome I am.
Okay? I made consomme. Didn't even try to make it. That's my new name is not just... It went from Yayuzel. To y'all.
What is a consomme?
Consomme is a clear broth and or stock.
Okay.
You didn't realize how like clear the gravy was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made the mac and cheese. Get it.
It was delicious, sir. Did I get some of it?
Fabulous. I think you should put some on the plate.
Good. I barely don't try it.
Because you know what it was? When I was tasting it, I was tasting the mac and cheese from the top. Damn. And I was a little bit underwhelmed.
Right.
But apparently once you got to the guts of it, inside, underneath the layer of it, is when the mac and cheese got delicious.
Deliciousness.
But it seemed like everybody, they loved the turkey. They was loving the ham. We got to give you props. Recommend it.
Hey.
You did a good job.
Hey.
Good to go, brother.
A little tired, but thank you.
Anything else? I don't know what you...
No, that's about it for me this week.
Really?
I thought you were going to talk about the going out of town. But I thought you were going to take care of that.
I thought your blind rage was going to cover all of that perspective. So we went out of town to Cincinnati to see the awesome Red Field. We also got to hang out with Sarge. Went to GameWorks, man. We had so much fun up there playing pool games. I put a couple of pictures up on Twitter, but I'm actually gonna. We got some videos and stuff. I've been lazy, but I'm gonna upload those to the YouTube, and then I'll throw the links up on Twitter and also throw them up at www.battleclubgaming.com. So me and Redfield had our little Dance Dance Revolution battle, which apparently some very hilariousness went on there that are probably spread across the internet. But you know what? In the name of Battle Club Gaming, let it happen. So that was a lot of fun. She was really cool and, yeah. and really welcoming and stuff. And okay, so here's the thing. Oh, Sarge was cool also. We had a good time with him. We had fun.
Yeah.
End of the night comes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go get something to eat. Car stops moving.
Booyah.
That's right. So we're exiting the freeway. Transmission goes out on the fucking car, right? We end up having to go up a hill. The car won't make it up the hill. The motherfucker started rolling backwards, right? So we're stuck near the exit on the freeway with a car that can't go upwards, only backwards toward oncoming traffic. This sucks. And we had some assistance from Redfield and her very awesome husband.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
I finally figured it out.
Who?
The dude from Ace of Cakes. The really laid back one.
Oh, don't yeah, he? The one skinny guy?
Yeah,
he's like quiet funny. Like he's a cool guy though. So here's my dilemma. Here's my situation. Cotman's Transmission. Yeah, I said your name. $2,000 and a year and a half later, and your horrible shoddy ass job on my car and my transmission is dead already. Call you fuckers, and your answer is, it's out of warranty. I mean, we can take into consideration that we did your car before, but the fuck you mean you can take into consideration? Y'all fucked my shit up and didn't repair like y'all was supposed to, and now my shit is broken, and I feel like that shit was on purpose. I'm doing an all-out assault. Excuse me, where do you think you're going? I'm doing an all-out assault on Cotman's Transmission. Every day on my Twitter, you will see the rage and the wrath of the staccato
anger
going against Cotman's Transmissions until they fix my car. And this is a campaign. This ain't just about Cotman's anymore. It's about all the goddamn world and all these businesses that fuck over their customers and shit. And then we can't do nothing about it because the shit is out of warranty on some bullshit. So if you have a company that did you wrong.
Yeah.
And you know they did you wrong, and they know they did you wrong.
For real.
You hit them up on Twitter, and then you use the hashtag worst company ever. There it is. Cotman's Transmission, hashtag worst company ever.
Oh, man.
What about you,
yeah? Y'all be riled up. Oh, McDonald's. I went to McDonald's, right? And I was like, I want some extra onion and extra ketchup. No extra ketchup. Who the hell they think they are?
So McDonald's, hashtag...
worst company ever.
Wait,
man.
Give us your worst company.
Worst company.
Where you go?
Sandy Time.
Hashtag.
Worst company ever.
Get out of here.
Ah.
So that's what I'm. That's the campaign.
Assaulted by a sexy woman.
That's the campaign. Hashtag. Worst company ever. We're doing this. This is a movement. You know, it's like some Occupy Wall Street on the internet. Occupy Twitter. No, fuck that. We ain't occupying shit. We're destroying shit. We're tearing it down, son. Ain't nothing left to occupy.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of fucked up. So what about AMCO, though? Now, how do you feel about them? Because then you go to them.
Okay, now here's the thing about AMCO. Is AMCO, they say, and I need to call and talk to them. They said that they checked the engine, they checked the transmission, and everything was okay. That was literally maybe a week before the transmission went out. If you checked my transmission, why is my transmission messed up? I'm not going to hashtag AMCO yet. I'm going to call and talk to them and see what they say. But I'm going to tell you this. I am highly disappointed because I recommended them to a lot of people. So we are going to see how that happens and where that goes.
Here's my thing. If I'm going to get brakes on my car fixed by AMCO, and I mean, really? That's kind of bad, though, because if you're checking something and you're saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, and then something's wrong with it, what happens if I give you my car and you say, oh, your brakes are fine now, and I'm driving, my brakes go out, you didn't repair them right, and I'm dead?
And you're dead.
I'm saying.
Right. It's some bullshit. It's some bullshit. And that's what it was. But I mean, other than that, but you know what? That was not enough to ruin
the awesomeness that
the awesomeness that was the Gameworks trip.
That was fun.
And we're excited to do it again and get to hang out with Red and, you know, hang out with Sarge. Anybody else from the community, if we can get together, if we can find a time and a place to get up.
Yeah, let us know.
And hook up, you know. That would be really fun to get out.
Show me
some
a good
more
time.
People, PlayStation Show community, battleclubgaming.com, anybody's on the Twitters and stuff. It'll be a good time. So, that's my little That's my little get and go.
Tirade.
My little tirade. My tyranny. Of Tywin Lannister. Burn down Winterfell.
That's some bull crap right there.
Burn down Winterfell. So, anything other than that been going on, brother?
Let's see. Oh, I actually saw the episode of Top Chef.
Bam. What we were talking about. Boom.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. The
ending. That's the most controversial ending I think I've seen in a long time.
You know, I don't know if I'd say it was controversial, but I will say that the editing of that definitely made you feel like it was going in a different direction. And the Asian chick's partner is an asshole.
Nobody likes her. Everybody pretty much called that she was a bee's niche.
And the thing is, like, she's going to continue being like that until they come. Like, the Asian chick should have came down on her. Should have came down. Sometimes people when they be a little bit too soft.
Yeah, but she, you know, the thing was, man, being in, like, the physically and emotional and mental abuse like she was, Lord knows how long that was going on, though.
Right, what do you mean? Who was abusing her?
Apparently her husband, her previous husband. Not the guy she's with now, I'm assuming. But she said in a previous relationship, she was with somebody that was physically and mentally abusive to her.
Oh, see, I didn't see the profile part of that.
And then when I saw that, when she said that, that's when I was like, that's why she ain't saying nothing.
But you know what? Here's my thing. Cooking is your world.
That is true.
This is your power.
Yeah.
If there is any moment or any time for you to break out of that abusive state and phase of where you get scared or you get fearful and quiet because somebody is verbally or physically abusing you, that would be the time when you're in a situation where you're putting your power into play.
Yep.
You're a chef, okay? Being a chef and cooking, that's your energy. Use that energy. Don't let nobody abuse that.
That's right.
And she should have used that, and she should have used her gusto from that situation, and she should have spoke up and tore that bitch to the ground.
I would have.
Because by the God, I tore that bitch to the ground.
Wow.
Oh, shit. But, I mean, what did you think about the people that got eliminated? Compared to the people you thought were going to be eliminated,
right,
and the people who got eliminated.
Okay, now, the only thing wrong with their dish was the meat. That was it. They got sent home for the meat, but they said it tasted delicious. Now, here's my thing. That was my problem with it. Now, compared to the other two dishes, they didn't even say the dishes taste delicious. They were passable. They weren't delicious. But I'm assuming because their meats were cooked correctly compared to the team that lost. I don't know, man. I'm saying if I'm sitting down at a place and you give me something and it's a tad overcooked or a tad undercooked, but it tastes the bomb, I'll let it slide. It tastes good as hell.
Okay, so what? Okay, so you said it was the main thing about the elimination was the differences between the meats. Right?
That's what it boiled down to. That's why they got sent off, because everybody was saying the food was delicious, just the meat was off a lot, apparently, in that case, but it was raw. But.
Okay, so what was the thing, like, what was the thing about their meat that even though it was delicious that got them sent home? What was the issue?
It was raw. That sucker was undercooked. She fucked up the meat pretty much bad. It wasn't even like barely undercooked. It was blue.
What was their meat?
I think they had, it wasn't venison. It was, what was it? Either lamb or something like that. Rack of lamb or some venison or something like that.
Lamb sided.
What was the meat? Because I know they were doing something about game meat. So it might have been elk or something around that corner, but it was not. They did a bad job. Let's just say it that way. It wasn't right. I don't think she got sent home for that. Because the black girl, her part of the dish was stellar. And yes, I agree that she should have been checking on that meat. And instead of doing that whole women's empowerment thing, like, you go, girl. No, fuck that, you go, girl. Check the meat. If it ain't right, cook it.
I think she fucked it up for everybody.
She felt bad because her meat sent both of them home. But I think the black girl can probably still make it in there. There's all the colored people gone now.
And you know that
colored folks is gone.
All the colored folks is gone.
You got one Asian.
It just goes to show black people should play basketball in football instead of trying to do stuff outside of your realm.
That's right.
Keep it in your box.
Is you cooking soul food, frying chicken, or you playing some sort of sports?
Sport, some type of sport.
So that's
the thing. That's the thing. I mean, that's what you got to do. Hold on, because I completely forgot about the sponge bodies coming on the podcast. You know, he's been talking to me about this shit all day.
Oh, shit. Let's log on to the password.
No, no, sir.
Or the Twitter?
I don't know.
Twitter?
That's pretty much it. About the, and then, the ending of Top Chef. That one was...
Wait, and then we were just talking about?
I mean, oh, I'm sorry. The next Iron Chef.
Wait, that's over?
Oh, yeah. And a hell of a battle that was.
Who was the last two?
Jeffrey Zakarian and, what is her name? The skinny chick with the short haircut was the baker / cook. What was her name? I've seen her in a few shows, but I never quite remember her name for some reason.
Who won?
Jeffrey Zakarian. But I will tell you what, it would have been interesting to actually have an Iron Chef that was a baker / cook. That'd have been nice.
That'd have been dope. Because you don't see a lot of top or Iron Chef people.
I know.
They don't do a lot of baking on that show.
Right.
One, I can understand the fact that it's the crunch time. You know, you don't have a lot of time, so baking normally isn't something that you want to rush.
Right.
But if you have somebody who's skilled enough and knowledgeable enough in baking to take that Iron Chef time and to bake up, like, just, okay, you can have a sandwich on Iron Chef. We've seen, I think Morimoto's made a sandwich before.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had somebody who actually used some of that time to bake their own freaking bread and make a sandwich of it, that's like some Iron Chef shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I did not hear that earthquake.
Disturbed the earth.
Disturbed. Jesus, so I mean, Christ. It's ill, yo. It's completely ill.
But he's a good cook, though. He deserved that win. I give it to him. Jeffrey Zakarian.
So did he replace somebody?
I don't know yet. He premieres. I think they said Sunday coming up. He premieres. So we're gonna find out if they still have all that. Cause you know sometimes they rotate them in and out. But you'll see one week, and then you won't see him the next week.
Not everybody's on the lineup.
Yeah, because, you know, other people have restaurants to run, and, you know.
All right.
Whenever they can get them.
See, because I always thought they just, like, you know that first part where they, like, when they all pick the people, mm-hmm. like, when all the things come up, like, Iron Chef Morimoto, Iron Chef Hon...
Yeah.
Like, I always thought it was like that part was always pre-recorded,
right.
And then the part that was they actually newly recorded, like it was the same, like it was just a repeat of them doing that. But then they just showed the people coming up, and then, you know what I'm saying, like saying, "Oh well, I want to do Morimoto."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, and you know, I was kind of disappointed in, like, after going behind the scene, seeing some of the behind-the-scenes Iron Chef stuff,
Iron
didn't
Chef
that
kind
of disappoint you?
Iron Chef America sucks. I'm going to say it right now. It has nothing on the Japanese version. And I've always said that every single time. Nothing. These people literally had to make up their dishes on the spot. Now, there was the fact that they didn't have to have a certain amount. But the fact is, you never saw anybody fall under, what, 3 to 4 dishes on there?
Well, so they didn't have a dish, like, minimum on there?
No, not on the original Japanese.
So they could do one dish?
If they wanted to, but they never did, because you're not going to win with one dish. Never.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, let's just say it was an unspoken rule that you weren't just going to put up one damn dish and think you was going to win. You was going to at least put up, like, 3 to 4. The lowest I saw was 3. I've never saw anything below 3. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why the Japanese version is just better.
And you remember, who was the one guy who would actually go and write up his old menu first? Like, he spent, like, the first 5 minutes, and he would write the menu up before he,
That's my dude, Raksabiro Machida.
Raksabiro Machida.
Yeah, he was my favorite Iron Chef, man.
Raksabiro. That's not like some...
That's a cool name.
Raksabiro.
That's like a strong name. That's one of them strong names.
Raksabiro, stop punching the wall. Oh, man.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you today?
Oh, farting all over the place, because that's how you live your life. Raksabiro!
There's a Chin Kenichi, Raksabiro Machiba, Morimoto, Hiroyuki Sakai.
Hiroyuki.
And,
Sakai.
Now, what was the Italian? They had an Italian one that very rarely actually battled. You remember him throwing the tomato? Big ad? He was like the special Iron Chef.
I don't remember.
Like,
him.
You rarely see him ever do a battle. I forgot what his name was, though.
What he did? Was he hot? Was he tight?
He was good. I was liking. I used to always just wait for him to be picked. So, he
so he's kind of like what Morimoto is to American Iron Chef. Like, nobody ever challenged him.
Yeah. Okay. Like, everybody. And then it's just like, when he got challenged, it was fun to see it.
So, let's see if we can get this guy in on this call. We're going to send another call in.
So, I'm going to talk about something else then, anyway, while we're waiting. There was, I was watching Maury, right? And, cause, you know, I hate Maury.
Maury. SpongeBob is.
Yo.
What up?
What up, playoff?
What's up?
We are talking about Maury.
Maury
Povich.
What?
We about to, hold on, let's see where this goes. Yes, go.
Okay,
get
now as I say, I was watching the Maury, right? And you know how they always coming out, you know, riffing on the dudes. As soon as they come walking out, that old BS. Okay, so I'm sitting there. I'm like, wow. Okay, so long story short, the female ended up being a hoe. She was a hoe. She then slept with, like, I think 5 or 6 dudes. Crowd all sympathetic for her. Like, really? So the dude come out saying, I'm not the dad. Come to find out she been cheating with, like, 5 or 6 didn't dudes. He wasn't the dad. Y'all feeling sorry for this hoe, but y'all cussing out the dude like he the worst piece of shit on the earth. Really?
Wow,
like,
yes.
Seriously, that's like, I think that's really what the world's coming to today when it comes to the thought process.
It's okay to be a hoe.
It's pretty much, it's okay for a woman to do whatever the hell she want to do. But as soon as a dude do something wrong, it's bad.
You know we need hoes for the videos.
Yes.
And that's what and that's where the sympathy for the hoe comes in. Because you throw these hoes in the video, and then you think, oh, look, she's trying to make something of herself dancing in the camera on video. So then she ends up on Maury, sleeping with 5 different dudes, and because this one dude don't want to be a baby father, he a bad guy. No, he's not the bad guy. He's a fucking hero for calling out that hoe being a hoe.
Yeah, and Maury was part of that.
Maury is a pimp.
But here's the thing. If your phone rings and it's Maury's name on it, do you answer it?
Hell no.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that. I'm going to answer it.
Like, what up, exactly.
Maury? I'm not picking that call. I'm like, who's the dad? You got the wrong number.
Maury.
I ain't the father.
I'd be like, Ken? Ken is Maury? Yes, what you guys up to?
Man, we just went through some Top Chef talking. We just went through, I had to go get Gully on this fucking car shop. They fucked up my whip.
I heard that. You need to stop ghostwriting that whip, man.
Man, that's what it was. I was outside. And there wasn't nobody at the steering wheel, and the shit just went out of control. That's what happened. I don't know what I was thinking.
You need to stop watching videos with hoes in them.
So I was ghostwriting the whip with a portable DVD player with illegal burnt copies of music videos with naked bitches.
Damn.
That's what happened. That's why my car is messed up right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you missed the whole what's going on today segment, but we're going to take it back for you, man. What's going on with you, man? What's been popping?
Oh, man, it's been lovely ever since you guys started podcasting. I'll tell you that much.
Woo!
Right. Yeah, son. Mm-hmm. The boom bop, boom bop, boom bop, boom. I sound like Oompas. No, I mean, ever since you guys started podcasting, I love the way you guys jazz. I spoke with Staccata earlier, actually, about a day ago. And I told him how you guys mixed, and I really enjoyed how you guys just riffed and rapped about everything. Not just about gaming, but about cooking shows, TV shows, and video hoes.
Video hoes.
Got a little hoes. Can't make a whole time.
I mean, other than that, man, I've been playing some Battlefield 3. I can't seem to get a kill, but I do get killed a lot.
Do you have my PS3 joint?
Hell yeah.
Are you SpongeBob's on there?
Yeah, son.
Do I got you? That's right. Yeah, because you be sending me the chats and shit. Kid.
Come on, baby.
I know. I'm just like, you know, there'd be so many cats on there.
I know. People tend to ignore me on anywhere.
Well, because you know what it is. I haven't played. I don't think I've played any games with you on there yet.
Nah, I think you've been playing with some. Well, you know what? You don't even play video games. You just watch Netflix.
I do. You just gotta catch me at the right time. Like I just have like these little spurts of like DC Universe, Battlefield 3, and I use one of the free codes for the PlayStation Plus.
Right.
The one joint I gave you. Cause you know they gave you like three of them. So I randomly posted one on Twitter. I don't know if anybody used it or not. And I gave you one. I used one. And then I just downloaded a Tomb Raider Underworld.
Yeah, you know what? The one you gave me didn't work.
Are you serious?
For sure. It told me that either the number was wrong or Staccata used it and just gave me a used number.
Nah, that's the same shit. I gave E. Diddy a code for the Starhawk shit, and he said his shit didn't work either.
Yeah, but see, I think the Starhawk depends on when he tries to redeem it.
Oh, yeah, because they were supposed to have, like, the private and the
public
beta.
I think it's
beta,
private. So I'm in it. John McClane gave me his.
Okay.
And I got in. I love fucking Starhawk, dude. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
We'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
That is shit.
So, hold on. I got the mother. We're going to make sure that I sent you the proper code.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, go ahead. I can't view it. My place is in my caveman room. My caveman room.
It's all right. Caveman, man.
I'm the West Coast, baby. We backwards up in here.
Well, look, I'm going to send you the code again. Let me know if that shit works, because if not, it means I must be doing something wrong.
If it doesn't, I want my money back.
But the shit got to work. And like I said, I don't know if anybody used the first code. I just randomly posted it up. Unless I gave you that one by accident, the one I randomly posted.
You probably did.
So I'm going to have to go back, look, and make sure I give you the right code. I'm pretty sure I still got the email, too. So we'll make sure we get you the right one out.
No, I mean, I'm fine, bro. I don't want PSN Plus. I had it for about a year.
Yeah.
I didn't renew it after they were hacked, and I realized I don't want my credit card number online.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I do miss the free games. It was worth it.
You think it was worth it? It was worth the money?
Yeah, it was worth it. Because every week you got something new.
Right.
You know, and even though that I'm not that type of person that would play those games, my kids, it was the best present for me to my kids. It's like, hey, look what I bought you.
Right.
You know, and then I can save that money and buy my video games.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
And so I would just transfer it to their PSPs. And then, look, mommy, look what daddy bought me. She said, where'd you get that? I'm like, I got you. I'm saving nickels and dime, baby girl.
So, I mean, taking away the whole aspect of them getting hacked and not wanting your information in the system, I mean, would you suggest people use the PlayStation Plus? I mean,
yeah, I would suggest do it, but buy a PSN card and pay with it that way.
Right. And have y'all seen the new, they started marketing like a PlayStation credit card on the PS3?
Yeah, but, oh, man, I don't know. I got too many credit cards as it is already.
I need a credit card. I need some credit. I'm an old-ass man with no credit.
He got Yaya Yizzle right there, dude. Cosign.
He is my credit. I just send him in there first to hassle the motherfuckers and strong-arm them, and then I go in and take what I want.
Can I bring something up real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, please.
Yaya Yizzle.
What's up, man?
Why are you shorting your name?
Just Yah. Yeah.
Why?
It was one of the podcasts where Redfield and with B. Smith.
Yeah, but that why?
Because they just decided to call me Yah, and then Yah, so just stuck with the Yah.
Nah. You got two white people that can't say your name, and you're gonna change it?
Basically, what he's saying, my brother, is you gotta break out of that slave mentality.
Nah, it's not that, but here's the thing. You're changing your name from two people that can't pronounce your name the way it's meant to be. The way I guess since you're a baby boy, your mama called you Yayezo. So you shorten it to please the white man. So are you telling me and Staccata that you're going to start square dancing?
Perhaps. On the weekends. Only on weekends. Only on the weekends. That's what I do with my white counterparts.
Man, I like that name, Y'all Yizzle.
You like the Y'all Yizzle?
That's the Izzle for Dizzle. You know, and the thing is, in Mexicans, I am Mexican. We also use that lingo too, the Izzle, but it's a little different in Spanish. But I don't know if you guys want me to do it for you.
How do you do the Spanish Izzle?
How do you?
Do you guys speak Spanish?
Yeah, hell yeah, I speak Spanish. Go ahead. No more es alegantos.
All right, so I'm gonna say, okay. Fíjate porque yo te pintaste en las revistas.
Izzle.
Exactly. There's an actor / singer rapper Spanish guy. His name is Don Cheto, and he has a lot of music out there. He does it in that manner, but in Spanish. You know, so come on, y'all, Yizzle, you gotta keep it.
Let me go back to it.
Hell yeah, man! Either that, or you're gonna just start wearing skinny jeans. Wear your pants up to your fucking belt.
Wear back. Low cut jeans with the ass crack out.
Well, all right, got the bell bottoms. So we're going to do that right now. I was playing. I mean, I might.
So it's up to you, man. It's calling you out. Are you the Yah or are you the Yah Yizzle?
I ain't go back to Yah Yizzle. Ain't going.
Yah Yizzle, baby. Come on.
Now, wait. The question is, are you just going to go back to Yah Yizzle because the oppressive Spanish regime has told you to go back to Yah Yizzle?
Well, after the threat, the death threat notes and the brick through the window of my car yesterday. you know what the thing was? I went with the Yah because it was shorter and quicker just to remember.
Yeah, but every time I hear Yah, I keep thinking of Busta Rhymes. Yah.
But I can go back to Yah Yizzle. We can do that.
It's interchangeable. You can be Yah Yizzle. And the thing is, a lot of people, when they talk about you, they keep the Izzle in there. I think it helps define you and separate you.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the quick conversation, it's Yah.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, because I noticed that a lot of people, even at my dialysis center, they just refer to me as Yah. They don't even call me by my full name, Yah Yah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So then after Redfield and B-Smith, then I was like, well, damn, since everybody's calling me that. But.
Yeah, but everybody's not me.
You're right. He's right.
All
right.
And here's the thing, though. If you're at a movie theater and you're watching a kung fu movie, and all you hear is, Yah! Yah! You'd be like, what?
All you're doing is looking around like, what? Mother, stop calling my name. Damn, man.
The rebirth of Yah Yizzle, then. Like the phoenix from the flames of Tartarus. There it is. Yah Yizzle back.
All right.
B-Smith, Redfield.
Where are we at?
Sorry.
Damn, it's only been spent 34 minutes already. This shit is quick, son.
That happens when I'm on.
You sticking with us, right?
Hell yeah.
You gonna be with us for the long haul?
Hell yeah, just as long as you don't make me change my name from SpongeBob's to SpongeHa. Wait. Are you going somewhere or you got a different segment or can I just throw shit at you?
We're getting ready since we like half in.
I'm throwing shit at you.
Some break music. Then we're going to come back.
It better not be any country.
This is going to be straight country.
Country boy.
That's all I know. You know also I listen to is country music? I like Bobby McHaggart.
Never heard of him.
I like Johnny McTavish.
Never heard of him.
I like Christian McCarlton.
That's my boy.
I knew that's the one that would get you. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to do quick break music. We're going to come back, and then we're going to talk some games. We're going to get into some SpongeBob-isms, and then we're going to do... Oh, yeah, we got our first mailbag shit segment for the show.
We'll do that with, like that.
So we're going to do that at the end, and we're going to answer some mail questions, and you're going to help us answer them, right, Sponge?
Hell yeah.
Give us your opinion from the Latin side of the, the answers, right?
En español.
In Espanol.
And then we're going to do the contest.
So he's going to say it in Espanol, and we're going to subtitle it with words so that everybody can understand what he's saying.
I got it. We got no subtitles on the computer, though.
Boom. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know.
I need some mute. All right, wait. I got something. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Everybody is going to love this in 3, 2, 1.
No.
Hashime. Spudgy, are you back?
Yo, here. I'm here.
Yeah, yizzle, hizzle for shizzle, off the nizzle, my whizzle, gizzing to sizzle, to tizzle. Are you back?
I'm Izzle. Whoa.
Staccata, are you back? Stop talking to yourself. Yeah. Let's do this. All right.
Schizophrenia? Schizophrenia? Is that what we got? Today's a good day for schizophrenia.
The apocalypse, are you here?
I am apocalypse.
Oh, apocalypse.
I need that as a ringtone.
So, my favorite rap group is the Wu-Tang Clan.
Puff Daddy.
Oh!
What happened? Oh, something bad about to come out.
Love Wu-Tang.
But, where's the buck?
But there's somebody here.
Yes! Are you ready for this?
Go. Just.
Yayezo.
What's up?
I challenge you.
You have been challenged.
To what?
Explain, sir.
Explain.
Yeah, Yizzle, I heard your first rant. You haven't heard hip-hop for the wildest. Maybe, what, a couple years, you said?
It's been a while, yeah. About 2-3 years.
What's wrong with you, buddy?
Man, because I'm going to tell you what. All the stuff that, at least it was on TV and stuff.
Right.
I just couldn't do it. At least when I listen to any type of hip-hop or rap, I need there to be some type of message or story going along. Just not 3-4 minutes of somebody talking about all the money they got and what I don't have and what I'm giving to them.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's gangster rap. You're into hip hop, correct? You're a Wu-Tang fanatic?
Yeah, I'm with the Wu-Tang. Yep.
That's hip hop, baby. That ain't gangster rap. You can't mix your 50 Cent and your Game and your Ice Cube with Wu-Tang, LMFAO, the Black Eyed Peas. That's a whole different type of music.
See, it's almost like genres within a genre. It's like rock music, then you got alternative rock, you got punk rock.
I mean, I'm an old ass cat, but I love hip hop.
He like 50.
Yeah, he's 50
years old.
I might be one of the oldest dudes on the site, in the T-Piss site, other than Bakura that beats me by a couple 8 years.
I'm a couple older, 8 years.
I'm older than Brent Smith. By a couple months. All right. And then when I heard you ranting about that and Nicki Minaj, I understand Nicki Minaj, I really don't care about what she does, but you got like LMFAO. I mean, I like to, that's, I call that happy rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not talking about shooting you AK-47s, you know, freaking what you know about a millimeter nine, or I don't know, or red eye dot beam. I don't know what the hell 50 Cent. It, just hater music, you know?
Right.
I'm talking about hip hop. Not hip hop, what you hear in the pop stations, but hip hop, you know, good old Common, right. Good old fucking Nas, some Jay-Z, some, even Ice Cube's got some good music out there that you can play while driving in a vehicle with children in the back seat.
Yeah, because today was a good day.
Oh, dude, tell me about it, man. They used to call me the Mexican Ice Cube.
And why were you the Mexican?
Well, back then, I was about his weight. Mm-hmm. You know, he was always a chubby dude. He was never really a fit guy.
Right.
I had the beard, and I was bald. So you know, you're a and
bald
and,
beard Mexican.
Yeah, and they called me El Yellow. But, all right, so, Yayenzo.
What's up?
I challenge you to name that tune.
Name that tune challenge, son. You accept the challenge?
Sure, why not? We'll go for it.
But
you'll sound excited.
There's a catch, baby.
What's up? Catch.
Me and you got to put peanut butter in our mouths to name that tune.
Yeah.
So I got my can of Ralph's, a.k.a. Kroger. Peanut butter, extra creamy. You hear that?
Yes, sir.
And I got,
bam!
I ain't got no peanut butter, son. No I ain't go butter. To the store, kid.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute.
I just went and looked during the break, yo.
All right, hold on. This is what we'll do, though.
Hold on. Y'all check.
We can do it. We can do it next Sunday.
Hold up.
No, we're doing it now. You got some Laffy Taffy?
Hold up. That's what I was about to say. I'm going to go find something.
Wait. You got any Ritz crackers or just regular saltine crackers?
I got something. Hold on. Y'all chat it up. I'll be right back. All right. I'll be right back.
Boy, your boy just dropped the ball. I had this planned out, man.
So
he was supposed to bam. When I said bam, he was supposed to bam with the can right in your face.
Oh, Sam, you're such a failure in life. Such a failure
in
life.
Your brother. And I had this freaking can of peanut butter sitting right here on my computer desk because I was like, all right, I got to get ready. My wife's like, what are you doing with peanut butter? I'm like, don't ask questions. We don't have a dog, so are we okay?
Oh, man.
Hey, so where'd your name Yizzle come from?
My older brother, Keith. He started calling me that maybe a few years ago, just out of the blue. And it just kind of stuck with me.
Hold on. And how did Staccato come up with that name?
He's been having that for a grip.
Since are you sure?
He used to rap when he was doing his rap thing.
Oh, I thought you said he was a rat.
Oh, no. Well, he could be.
Don't hang out with Staccato because he's going to get you.
He's going to shank you with a
butter
knife. They're going to
get you. Oh, right on. So he was an MC, huh?
Yeah, he was doing that for a while. He still kind of dibble dabbles every once in a while, but he's had that name for a very, very long time.
Damn.
How long have you had your name, Staccato? How long have you had Staccato? You had that for a grip, though, haven't you?
Let's see. My rap name was Legato Staccato.
Yep.
I've been that since about 2000.
Cheerios, bro. That was
maybe something before that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think we have found a solution to the problem.
It ain't peanut butter.
It ain't peanut butter. I'm sorry. I thought I had some in the cabinet. I didn't want to have it out because it was supposed to be a surprise and shit. So I was like, let me wait until we spring it on him. And I went to look for some and there wasn't nothing in there.
Staccato, you're a brother and I'm a Mexican. We always got peanut butter because it comes with our WIC check.
That's what I'm saying, but the motherfucker, it's like, I got jelly, no peanut butter, Kool-Aid, no sugar. Like, you know how that goes. But we got a solution, right?
What'd you get?
I got a lovely ass box of Honey Nut Cheerios.
This is delicious.
Every question that he answers, they gotta have a handful of Honey Nut Cheerios.
I get wrong.
In your shit.
Oh, dang.
All right, is that cool?
How did I get stuck with this?
You down with that?
Up in your grill, because you're looking like Nelly up in those pictures.
because it was your rent, so he wouldn't. All right, now here's the second fuck up of the night. I ain't putting no songs together.
Dude, let's just right, look. I
no,
got some pictures. No, let's do a Sunday.
No, nah, the songs will still be random. Don't be trying to punk out. Don't be trying to punk out.
I'm not trying to punk out. But still, so, man, we got like 10 minutes left. We still got to do the games. We still got to do.
That's okay. Because what I'm going to do.
Overtime, baby. Overtime.
We got YouTube. Well, because, you know, I said it would probably be, since we was adding the mailbag, probably another 15 minutes, half an hour.
Okay,
so we can get this done in the next 15 minutes.
Right.
And then
we'll
go into the mailbag. And if we have time, we'll talk just a second of games or something. Because
right,
we ain't talking about games on this podcast.
I ain't doing nothing different anyway with games. So.
Stop eating the cereal, man. We're supposed to use it for the game.
Oh, my fault.
Okay.
I'm hungry, ain't all day.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
I'm starving Somali.
He's trying to finish that cereal before the show starts.
That's what he's trying. All right, I'm a YouTube the song, and then what I'm gonna YouTube it. I'm gonna play the tune for a second.
Uh-huh.
All right, while the song is playing, you take a scoop of the peanut butter and you take a handful of the cereal.
Okay,
all right, you figure out or you think you know what it is,
buzzing
with your name. And if you get it wrong, the other person gets a chance to steal your point. We're gonna do the best out of three,
okay.
Meaning you get two songs. You the winner.
Let's do it.
If neither of y'all get any of the three songs, both of y'all suck and can never listen to hip-hop again.
It's been a long time since I've listened to it anyway, but go ahead. All
right.
No, I mean, it's been such a long time since I've listened to anything. All right,
so,
all
right, I'm putting peanut butter in my mouth as we speak.
Okay, I got this right. Cereal right here. Hold on.
Okay, this is not how good.
Oh, we have video of this show.
Oh, Lord.
Alright.
Hurry up, I'm choking.
Alright. Here we go.
Oh my god.
Here's the first track. It's about to start right now.
This was a bad idea.
Put peanut butter in your mouth, boy.
Here it is.
Trying to stop,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? This is my history right here.
What's the answer? What is it?
Oh,
what is it?
Earthwind Fire. Sorry, sorry.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Oh,
SpongeBob is your chance to steal.
God, hold on, make it more beautiful. I don't know.
What was it?
The answer was Sons of Man featuring Old Dirty Bastard and Earth, Wind, and Fire, Shining Star.
Oh, that's some bull.
Both of y'all supposed to be Wu-Tang heads. What happened?
No
remix. Sons of Man part.
That's the original song.
All right, go ahead. Another
that's
one.
The original joint.
All right. Now this time, let me know when you get the song, then I'll put the cereal in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I am never going to eat peanut butter again.
I'm getting tired of Honey Nut Cheerios. It's actually delicious, though.
All right, let's see.
You silly bee. You and your Honey Nut Cheerios. All right, let's do it.
All right.
You know what I felt bad for? The Trix Rabbit.
What?
The Trix Rabbit. Never got that cereal. Silly Rabbit, Trix are for kids. Like, that's bad.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Y'all got it in there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here it is. No. Spudgy, you got it?
Can you play a little bit more?
Alright, hold on, here we go.
Yeah. A man I don't got nothing to die for. Ain't worth living. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do this shit for niggas in jail cells. Niggas on 4th
That's all you get. That's all you get. Sponge, what is it?
Can't even talk.
You gotta give me. We need an answer, Sponge.
Wu-Tang.
Oh, my, y'all suck.
Who's
man.
That?
Come on. It's Cormega, the True Testament. Nobody?
I told you it's been a long time.
Sponge,
though.
You don't listen to Cormega?
Wait a minute. You gotta. Hold on. I can't even talk. You gotta play mainstream shit, bro. Not.
Hold up. We was just talking about the hip hop. Well, we just talk about the hip hop versus the rap silly shit. You was telling me some shits last night I never even heard about, son.
Yeah, but that shit that I never heard about.
You ain't never heard of Cormega?
No, dude.
You used to run with Nas and AZ and shit?
I got that song in my car. I just never know who did that. She made that song.
That's wow. When I hit. That's when I hit next song.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me see.
Last one. Here we go.
Here we go.
Last one. This is the tiebreaker.
All right.
Both of us are failures in life and community. Let's do it. I'm going to get diabetes by the end of this.
Oh, my blood just stopped flowing.
All right, put it in. Wait. All right, put it in. Go.
That's fun.
It's in? Okay, hold it.
Go.
Hold it. Here we go.
I was a dead man, walking they say, so every night I'ma hit the J, load the AK and post up in the window till come day. Anyway, hey, I feel the pain, back simmering in my brain, my thoughts are death cloud, my mind is my lungs is gone away, many clips and 24 rims is packed, but really who got my back?
Okay, that's all y'all got. Anybody got it?
Oh, man.
Anybody?
Kumo,
no, get out of Kumo, dude. Sponge, you got it?
I'm going to see that something.
No, sir. This was.
Wait. Was that a beeper in the beginning?
Hold on. I'll play it again. I'm going to play it again real quick. I'm going to let y'all get another chance.
They made you swap my cereal. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, man. Because y'all suck, so I ain't even going to make y'all use the cereal and peanut butter because I'm embarrassed right now. I just want somebody to answer the question.
I'm embarrassed myself.
Right, here we go.
I'm embarrassed. That's a beeper.
Okay.
I was a dead man, walking they say, so every night I'ma hit the J, load the AK and post up in the window till come day. Anyway, hey.
Alright, anybody?
What's that? I don't know who that sounds like.
Sounds like Ghetto Boys.
You're wrong, sir. That is Brother Lynch Hung.
Who the fuck is
Rest in Piss.
That's it. You know, I'm taking this stereo back. I'll be back. I'm tired of this. This is bull.
Hold up.
I'm sending you a receipt for this.
You know what? This is get that out of my way. This is exactly why I'm an atheist.
Hold on. I'm about to show y'all.
This ain't even fair.
Where the hip hopper is. If I get this hip hopper to answer the phone, I guarantee he answers all three of them. Let's see if we can get him to pick up. SpongeBob is, I'm so disappointed in you.
You know what? I want to dance battle you now.
Oh, man. What you say? You want a dance battle? Oh, shit. Oh, snap. Y'all is off the chain. So Yizzle done left the table. He went to go put the Cheerios up. You can put the peanut butter down now, brother. You can put the peanut butter down. It's okay.
Next time I order a sandwich, it's going to be an and jelly sandwich.
Who?
And jelly sandwich. No peanut butter.
Jelly. He ain't picking up. That sucks. We're going to get him on the show to battle both of y'all next time.
Man, you calling you, man.
So let's see. Oh, man.
You back. Need my mic on.
Yizzle. The sponge. Yizzle.
Hold on.
I still want to battle you, but this time we're going to dance.
He wants to dance battle.
He said dance battle. I don't.
He wants to dance.
I don't.
All right.
But I am the lord of the dance. It's like, I don't dance.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to post up on the Twitter if anybody knew the answer to the name that tune.
Well, here's the thing about the dancing, though, seriously, is because of certain medications I was taking when I had the my transplant, mm-hmm, it actually weakened my bones to the point where I'm not supposed to like do any kind of high impact anything.
Then we can do it on the Wii.
I can do like the Wii and the Kinect and stuff to a certain extent.
We can do the Michael Jackson move or whatever that game is called.
You know what we could do? Let's do that. Because mom was wanting that. We got a Wii. We'll record at my... You record too. And we'll post up and see who does it the best.
Oh, you know what? We can dance battle while sitting on the chair.
You can do like ambulance.
Yeah.
Like the puppet strings.
No, you know what? Yeah, my hat's off to you. You know more than me in music.
Both of y'all don't know shit in music, apparently.
Exactly, baby.
We tried. It's just,
I think it was the DJ that really dropped the ball. With yeah. the peanut butter.
Hold up.
And
how y'all gonna blame the DJ?
The DJ went and bought a fucking CD from the guy in the corner trying to sell him for $5.
Yo.
He played it to us.
All them songs were famous tunes.
They would never went platinum. They probably even went copper.
Brother Lynch Hung was like 800 times platinum in his hood alone.
In his hood alone.
100 people went and bought his album like 8,000 times a piece, son.
I never heard of him, man.
His brother, he was the one, his brother ate some little baby or some shit.
What?
Bird? The nigga was crazy, because that's the type of shit they be talking about in their raps. But apparently everybody thought it was just a joke until it really happened. And everybody realized, oh, these people are crazy. And
you mean Omarion? Or what's that dude, Houston? wasn't there an R&B singer that poked his eye out?
That was
Houston.
Houston, right? Yeah, that was that Houston dude. No, not him.
Not him.
We're not talking about him.
Was it Butch Wack Bill?
Bushwick?
Who's wrong, Bushwick?
Yeah.
What did he do?
I don't know. He still looked like a baby.
That's his fault. That had nothing to do with genetics or just God hating him. That was his fault.
You can't blame Bushwick for his shortcomings.
In my head, Yayezo, this sounded like podcast gold. But thanks to Staccata.
Ruined it.
It became podcast dirt.
Forget y'all. Yo, both of y'all just mad because y'all suck. Both of y'all mad. Y'all both look at y'all. He over here ranting about hip hop. You going to challenge the ranter, and then both of y'all ain't going to be able to answer none of the questions.
You didn't get the hint, brother, when I fucking tweeted you all those songs that I wanted you to use those.
Oh, no, I got the hint.
Let me say, fuck your hint, dog. We gonna
just... Yeah, really? It was a betrayal, double betrayal.
He was like, my brother's going to win, and he didn't know none of them.
Oh, shit.
No, all right, Yayezo, another thing. You just recently ranted last night about commercials.
Oh, yeah, some of those commercials I hate.
Come on, but you throw McDonald's under the bus for their commercial, and then you say they have the best spicy chicken sandwich?
Their commercials suck, but the spicy chicken sandwich is good.
I didn't even know McDonald's got a spicy
chicken. They had one. I don't know if I got it anymore.
But it got you to buy the spicy chicken sandwich.
It just upset me. You know what? I was talking about more of the recent ones that have been on. I mean, their commercials weren't all bad, but then lately just
seems
like...
There's some real bad commercials out there.
I've seen quite a few that, you know...
Ba, 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 ba.
I'm loving it.
You know, commercial I think is bad?
What?
The one with the stupid touchscreen guitar... And he pours the cup.
Oh,
with the worker people. That just sucks.
And that's what I was talking about, like the commercials that try to be funny, but just not funny.
So we have to.
Well, hold on. You know about my Messiah complex? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I heard that, dude, and whatever. All right, you should have used that power to name these tunes.
I admit it.
I didn't know none of that. Music and
that's why I'm disappointed in both of you.
I'm gonna check that out on YouTube, and if it has two hits, I won.
All right, okay, so we want to announce the next week we are going to do like a call-in style show.
Okay,
we talked about so we're going to do like, okay, so you know everybody's doing their year end best of list and all that shit, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
But on the Boom Podcast,
right,
we are going to do our year-end shit that we hated this year list.
That's right.
Okay.
So
can I add to that list right now? Can I do my first?
Go ahead. Start. Kick it off for the next show. What's the shit that you hated this year?
One thing I hated, top of the line hated, and really disliked was the way the McRib was made this year.
Back to McDonald's. I told you I was on point with McDonald's.
So there's a lot of McDonald's hate going on around here. Hashtag, it's,
Worst company ever.
I even had a McRib is back contest on the T-Piss site. And it hurt me to do it, but I love the McRib, and I had to order extra barbecue sauce because the barbecue sauce wasn't top-notch.
Okay. Now, did they just open up a bunch of their packaged barbecue sauce and pour it on there? Is that...
No, this is a whole different type. This is a whole different type of barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. I guess it's more like a pork barbecue sauce instead of the chicken dipping barbecue sauce.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's made with a au jus instead of a confit.
So, I had to add some Tapatillo, a.k.a. Tapatillo, to give a little zest. And, yeah, they dropped the ball, but that's one thing I hated this year. I always look forward to the McRib. Every time I drive by McDonald's, I look for that sign, the McRib is back.
No way. This fully goes into one of my conspiracy theories.
What?
Real quick. Here's my conspiracy theory.
Wait. You need to speak like Apocalypse if it's a conspiracy.
This is my conspiracy. But no, real talk. Check this out, right?
Go ahead.
If you notice, they always bring the McRib out when it's time for niggas to vote on something.
Because the itis.
Now look. Sponge didn't prove my point. Sponge was at the McDonald's line. Trying to get a stock up of McRibs instead of out there voting against the SB5 and the indefinite indigestion and all that shit. He was at McDonald's buying a McRib.
Aren't you? I have a handicap pass. So I get right through that election line with my McRibs. Because right, I don't buy one, I don't buy two. But I buy three.
And he freezes them. He just gets three at a time, be freezing them. Shit.
No, they all go down at once.
It's been one big McRib sandwich.
You know when they're not going to come back. You don't know when they're leaving, and you don't know when they're back.
Man, he's passionate about his McRib. So that
starts off our first annual Boom Podcast. Shit that we hated this year. So what we're going to do, I'm going to try to set up like a live chat and stuff.
Okay.
If we can't make that, we are going to post up on Twitter. You can call in, chat with us, tell us the stuff that you hated about the year. Tell us the stuff that so bad that it has to change next year or the world's going to blow up. This is going to be fun. You know, this is all the community. Y'all can participate and it'll be a good time.
Lo que dice esta cata dice que todos vengan y digan lo que no les gustó. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Dondes. Now we're going to get into... Oh, and I want to send a special shout out to Waterless Gooch.
Yeah.
For hooking us up with an ill logo for the Rancid Ya.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all checked that out, but it's like a nuclear explosion cloud that formed into a clown head.
And it's
You know, and it looked really dope. If I get to check that out and follow him on Twitter, Waterless Gooch. And we're actually going to have him on the show, you know, cool dude. So we're going to have him on the show just to have him on and do some chatting and stuff. And hopefully we'll get him to call in next podcast and shit. So we're going to go ahead and get into the mailbag section of the show. I don't want to call it mailbag.
Give me the boost.
I feel like we should call it something else. Because everybody calls it mailbag.
They just disrespecting our personal space.
Right. That's what we're going to call it?
No.
They disrespecting our personal space with their messages?
I say you call it, what do you want now?
Okay. Welcome to the what do you want now section.
Leave me the hell alone.
All right. In the mail. All right. We're going to start from the bottom and we're going to work our way up.
How many we got?
We got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5, 6 of them.
Damn.
Yeah, man, it's popping up in here.
Yeah, what's our question?
All right.
When you do mailbag, you can only answer their question with one word.
I heard.
I'm just playing.
I'll try it.
All right. This first one comes from Mr. Zapata, Mr. Emilio. He's Dids Nizzy. I heard about the challenge. And I want to know what Staccata is afraid of. I can only assume that Ya Yizzle will dominate him.
Yes, I will dominate him like I dominate Russia.
Now, if y'all know what he's talking about, a couple podcasts ago, Ya challenged me to a insanity insane off. If you're not familiar with Insanity, it's a workout program that's like ill crazy, right?
Right.
So I did not accept the challenge. So therefore, Yaya and apparently Mr. E. Didster think I'm some type of scaredy cat or something.
He's a coward. Meow.
But here was my thing. I'm going to accept the challenge, but I'm going to twist it up.
Go ahead.
Okay? Because we got to make it fair.
That's right. That's okay? True.
So this is what we're going to do.
The impact.
I'm going to do the insanity at minimum 3 days a week, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't need any cardio, but you need some weights, right?
Can he?
Can you lift? You can do weights, right?
Well, certain amount, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to pick, you talk to your doctor.
Okay, yes, I have to do check my doctor.
You're going to have to do a certain amount of reps 3 days a week.
Okay.
All right. And the first one to quit or miss a day loses.
Where am I going to get the weights from, though?
Got a weight machine behind you, fool.
This?
Yes.
What's the weight limit on it?
You can adjust it from like 20 pounds up to like 500 pounds.
So they tell me I got to come all the way over here and lift weights. So we're going to actually going to see each other do this.
You can go
this.
Sign up at the gym. I don't care as long as you do your weights.
Oh, this is going to be one of those.
Well, we can find. Okay, we'll find you a more low impact.
I mean, weightlifting is low impact. They had me doing that in my therapy. It's not about, because I'm cool with that weightlift. I'm just saying, you got to make sure I have me a good set of weights.
Well, you need to get some weights then.
I think your time, you know what, your time may have some there, unless he took them with him. I'm going to check. I'll check. All
right, so that may be the challenge. Yes, E. Diddy is on, so place your bets.
And while you guys do that challenge, I'm going to do my 50-piece nugget challenge. In
Get that arm strong. Get that arm strong.
That's right.
Dip, eat. Dip, eat. Dip, eat.
You don't even chew, baby. You don't even chew. Just.
All right. The next email we got is from Nightmare's Lair, and he's talking some anime because we did a show. We just went in on all the anime, which was fun. All right, and he says, "Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know you forgot Dot Hack and Zoids, the best anime other than Full Metal. What do you think?"
I say you guys forgot about it because you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Dot Hack was too damn confusing. Zoids, I just don't like.
I liked Dot Hack, but it just ended up being too much. I even read some of the manga.
It's too confusing, man.
So I did enjoy Dot Hack, but after a while, I was kind of like, I just wanted to play the games. I didn't want to watch the show.
Yeah, I couldn't do
the
show.
You know what I'm saying? And Zoids, I never really got into Zoids.
It seemed too cartoonish, like young-ish.
It's kind of like four kids type of...
Now, if you're talking about you're watching the Japanese version, which made me a lot more grittier, let me know, because I'll watch it then.
Yeah, so let us know. So you like the Dot Hacks and you like the Zoids, so let us know what you like about it. Hit us up.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm into the Dot Hack. Have you played the games? This is a game podcast. Have you played the games? Did you enjoy the games? And if you like the Zoid, I'm calling you out, son.
You like milk and cereal? You're
gonna email in, and you're not going to tell us why you like them? You're just going to be like, we forgot them, son? No, I want to know why. I want to know why you like them. I want to know why they're good. Sponge, do you watch any anime?
Sir?
No.
Nope.
Not at all?
Robotech Transor Z.
What the
fuck?
What is that? Which
Transor
one is that?
Z? I don't know. Okay. It was a guy that had a little spaceship and he flew on it. Isn't anime anything Japanese?
Yes, it is.
All right, so Robotech for sure.
Okay.
Transor Z.
Voltron. Okay, yeah, that's classic.
What else? And after that, I didn't know what the hell they were doing. And when they started coming out with spiky hair, that's when they lost me.
That is a staple.
I think
it's more so now like you watching like the Yu-Gi-Ohs and Pokemons and shit.
Oh, and what's the other one with the, they kind of look like Voltron characters, but they wore white suits with feathers and they had a helmet with the beak.
Oh, you talk about
that one over there, that one was dope.
It's shameful that I can't just off the top
3000 something or 300 planets or some shit like that.
Go 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 birds
Go
Thunderbirds.
Go Thunderbirds. So here's a question then: was Silverhawks, was that anime? Was Thundercats
Silverhawks
anime?
Thundercats was not. Thundercats was American made.
How about He-Man?
He-Man was American.
So anything that had guys running around in underwear was American made.
Probably American.
Apparently, gotcha.
Probably American. Probably American.
Apparently, He-Man had very gay sexual undertones.
Oh my God.
No, wait, hold on. Hold on.
Nothing's gay about He-Man.
No, seriously. I'm gonna get a clip and I'm gonna send it to Staccata. I'm gonna have Staccata send it to you, okay? And I want you to watch the clip and tell me how gay this is not. I'm being serious.
I'm gay. Whatever. Next question. All right. Yo, this is from Anthony. Mm-hmm. Anthony. Yeah. Anthony's.
Really?
Antonio.
My name is Anthony. I want to get into the, and this is, I feel like all three of us can, okay, can really get.
Are you sure it's not Antoine?
No, it is Anthony. My name is Anthony, and I want to get into the podcast world. Yep. And I'm wondering, what do I need to do to get started? Thanks, great podcast, keep it coming. First of all, thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, sir.
For supporting us and listening to the podcast and enjoying it. Sponge, before you started podcasting, did you listen to podcasts?
I think podcasts rule my world, kind of like Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, but I'm podcast rules everything around me.
Preem, so, right?
Yeah, exactly. All I do is listen to podcasts. When I get home, I really don't watch TV. I'm still on my iTouch and I'm listening to podcasts as I'm doing stuff around the house. I mean, I listen to NPR. A lot of House Stuff Works, the Boom Podcast, the whole T-Pissin' Network. I mean, my range of podcasts goes from straight science to history to comics, the Joe Rogan Experience, so on and so forth. So if he wants to start podcasting, he needs to write a check and send it to Boom Podcast at.
That's right.
But it's... I know it's not. I did podcasting, but I didn't do it for that long.
Mm. Okay, now go ahead. Because this question doesn't really matter how long you were doing. What we want to know is, once you decided, okay, I want to do a podcast, I want to throw my hat into this field, what steps did you take to make that creation that was your episode number one, that was your launch episode? How did you make that happen?
Me being Mexican, I got people to do it for me. Because me being Mexican, I don't have papers to go and buy equipment. Mm-hmm. So I had to get a bunch of white guys so I can stand in the crowd and fit right in.
I see.
Yes,
no, but in reality, I'm not very tech savvy, and I know it doesn't take a lot from what I understand. But the thing is that I'm more of a production guy. I like thinking, brainstorming, and coming up with bits, mm-hmm, and so on and so forth. When I did the T-Piss podcast, when I did the Ratcast, that actually was born from a community group within T-Piss, where it was mainly all the exclusive members that did. And see, what happened was, I wanted to be part of a group that was just mainstream with T-Piss. So what I started doing is I created the Rad Pack, sent out invites to everybody that emailed, was mentioned on a podcast, that called into the shows. Those were the people that I was recruiting into my group. Once those people were in part of my group, they all started talking about, we should do a Rad, you know, we should start doing something within the community for the community. So I started asking people who has recording. Obviously, you need something to record the voices from. You needed Skype. So that's how it happened. I couldn't go out myself and find all this stuff to do it. I wish I had the time and the effort to do it. All I could actually land was my ideas and my voice.
So basically what you're saying is you played your position. You found a team of people and you had everybody basically bring together what they had to form the podcast.
Correct.
Like you said, you had the talent of putting the show together, and one person had the equipment to be able to record it, to put it out, and you might have had another person who was the humor or the knowledge of the podcast.
Right.
So in order to launch Shores, it was just about putting together the right team.
Right. But the thing is that it wasn't the right team. And I think when I stepped down was because I didn't really feel part of the team, because the other two guys were really high in video and gaming and using the right terms when it came to it. I wanted more of a let's have fun, what's going on with the community, you know, have people from the community in on the podcast and basically talk about threads on the forums. You know, basically keep it, if you listen to it, it's because you know the site. That's right. What I wanted.
Right, okay.
And I wanted to recap on the podcast, on the original PlayStation Show podcast. And so I kind of felt out of place, so I stepped down. Not only stepped down for that reason, but I also stepped down because my life kind of took a big turn. Right. Started working more hours, sold my house, bought a new house. So it life does come in and mess things up for you. I mean, he was a great podcaster. He had to step down.
Right.
You know, so to the emailer, you make sure you have the time for it, because it doesn't seem time consuming because you're doing it once a week. But when you sit down and you do record, that time being taken away, your family sees that more than what you do.
Right. That's a good point.
That is true.
Yeah.
But
you've been wanting a podcast.
Yeah.
You start podcasting.
Right.
How do you make it happen?
First of all, what you got to do is you got to get the book of Necrocomicon, okay?
Then
you got to go to your basement, light some candles.
Light the candle.
Pentagram.
Pentagram.
You worship Satan. Three times. Four times. No, you dress twice a week. You got it?
Twice a week.
Dos veces.
Thank you, sir. You become a podcaster. Well,
that's how you become a podcaster.
It is about having the time, and my main thing is whatever you decide to actually podcast about, make sure it's something that you actually genuinely want to talk about.
Yeah.
Just don't do it because everybody else is doing it. Just like, okay, if everybody, let's say food podcast was the best thing, people talking about food, and you want to get in on that, well, if you're
That's
not a foodie,
idea.
Then you're not going to know what to talk about,
right.
And you're not going to be happy.
If you ain't
exactly
exploring different food. If all you eat is hamburgers every day, that's going to make a horrible food podcast.
Exacto.
If all you play is Call of Duty, and that's the only game you spend time on, it's not going to make a very good
gaming podcast. Exactly.
A variety podcast. But if you just want to do a Call of Duty podcast, that works.
That's fine. Yeah, if you want to make it a specific podcast, that's fine. But make sure that you try to switch it up every once in a while, because eventually it wears thin. And it gets old. So you got to try to keep it fresh and new as much as you can. And, you know, it's going to happen to everybody. At some point, things do come to an end. And there's going to be a point where even the Boom podcast is going to come to an end. But
to the end of the road. And I can't let go. You belong to me. I belong to you. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, that's some beautiful vocalization. Single tier, Indian. Wait a minute, you know what? I was about to say something about that. I found out that I was part Indian. I was walking down the street, right? White guy, threw a piece of trash in the ground. Single tier, boom, left eye.
Oh, shit.
If you know that reference, you're welcome.
I'm gonna throw a pretty quick answer out there.
Okay. Right.
To me, if you want a podcast, I mean, they both of them have basically set out, I feel like, a lot of stuff that you should think about. Okay. We're gonna take it to the, if you want a podcast, just do it. All you need is your voice, a mic, and something to record on. Okay.
Yeah.
Me and Ya, we probably recorded about 2 or 3 podcasts before we actually said, okay, let's actually put this out. So you might want to just sit down with your mic, find you a recording program. You can get the Audacity
free
to record on. You can go to a local pawn shop, your Target, get you a $10, $15 microphone, you know, hook that joint up. Sit down on your computer, press record, pick your topic, and just talk. You know,
or,
and you might find that after doing it for half an hour, you're bored and you don't want a podcast. Or you might decide that, oh, I really think this is interesting. And then the next step is just finding somewhere to host your podcast and put it out. Like,
exactly.
It's I think a lot of times, even with me wanting to launch the Boom podcast, I think I made it more difficult on myself than it needed to be. You sit down, you speak into the mic, and you put the joint out.
Yep.
You know, you might start out just having your friends listen to it. And like you said, do what we did. You start you an account for your podcast on the Twitter, and you just hope to get more listeners in. But
just can't pimp it out, baby. Pimp it out.
Pimp it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Pimp it out.
And just go on other people's podcasts. Become a good emailer and email other podcasts and let them promote you.
Yes.
They send people to you, like kind of like Boom Podcast.
And we appreciate the PlayStation Show because we get a lot of our listeners have came from T-Piss. You know what I'm saying? And so it makes me fortunate that I was a part of that community and a part of that community. And, you know, that they supported us in the launching our podcast, just as they supported the other podcasts. So, I mean, them is good people over there. So, yeah, and also being part of a good community, you know, where you can get support for your podcast and get people to listen and really give you a try is awesome.
Last thing, too, is criticism. There's a lot of it out there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to handle it. That's another thing. If you go back and you listen to the podcast that I was in, I did... We did receive a lot of emails, and I did hear a lot of stuff on the other T-Pissing site podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not very good at criticism.
Yeah.
Right. I get very pissed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get gangster. I start sagging my pants. open my drawer, get my Glock, and, you know, I'm ready to shoot people. And that's the thing, is you need to be able to accept good and bad criticism.
Yep.
Definitely. Especially since you on the internet, because the internet criticism, it'd be something that's just crazy.
Everybody's always got something negative to say. If you get an email from JS Butters, just throw it away. Just to kind of, I can rhyme too, baby.
All right, yo, we is running long as shit. We still got three more emails to get through.
Let's knock them out.
All right, this is from Mr. Nazanoya.
Good name.
We're going to call him Nas, though.
All right, Nas.
Hi, guys. This is Nas from the T-Piss community, and I recently heard your last two shows via their feed. Grats on the podcast. The last few episodes have had real good topics. I catch myself talking back during your conversations, which is a good thing. Refreshing to hear you guys talk about Final Fantasy XI, an anime like Perfect Blue. Not a lot of people who are into them. I'm more into JRPGs, Asian games, and anime, so your podcast was an instant sign-up for me. I really look forward to you guys keeping it up. You seem like real cool guys to sit down and chat with. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
For that email, you know, listening great to the email. Podcast.
Thank you.
A lot of people think because we're black, we're only supposed to talk about fried chicken.
Watermelon.
Frijoles fritos.
Dancing and fritos.
Getting our hair braided.
Shanking people, jail sentences, and stuff like that. But we ride. We talk about the Top Chef. We talk about anime.
Cover it all.
Music. I mean, we get around, you know, because...
Yeah. See, and I'm sorry. You still there?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I'm Latino. I don't watch anime that much. I don't play JRPGs, but I do love Japanese porn.
See?
There you go.
He gets around.
That's right, baby.
He gets around. So, you know, and, you know, if you want to chat with us, like I said, this our next show is going to be a call-in show.
Hello.
Shit that you hated from the year. So call in, chat with us. If it was an anime or something that came out that you really just despised, a JRPG that came out that you despise.
Last Rebellion.
Come in. And also, I've been thinking about doing just a RPG.
Hate list. Straight
list of shit. So we can
try that.
So maybe we can have you on the show. So, you know, and we love having the community on. So, I mean, if there's a topic that you like and we have a show that's going to focus on that topic, we would love to have the people on to talk about it. So, all right, let's keep it going. Let's see, Mr. Paul Jose awarded us 750,000 British pounds.
That's my primo.
In the BPO Exmo cash splash. Yeah, so I'm going to send him my name, my address, my credit card number.
And proof of insurance.
Security and proof of insurance to Mr. Paul Jose. Thank you, Mr. Jose.
Ahí nos vemos, primo.
All right, and here goes an interesting question. Okay. This is from Mr. Levi Antoine. All right. He says, hey, so I heard about your podcast from the PlayStation show. you guys are funny. He has a question. What do you think needs to happen in order to get a black protagonist in games that doesn't have to do with Grand Theft Auto, sports, games, or gangs? It seems like the barrier that hasn't been broken in games in a positive way. So, you know, how do we get more black people into games?
Ooh,
how do we get, okay, let's even expand it beyond that. Mm-hmm. How do you just get more ethnic people? If you're talking Asian, if you're talking black, if you're talking
Mexican,
Hispanic, if you're talking
that's right,
motherfucker, just all that, you know, like how do we get them in the game?
You know, I'm actually glad you actually asked that question, because it's kind of ironic. About 2 days ago, I was just kind of laying there, and it did kind of, I was just thinking about it, because I was listening to some video game music in my car, and I just realized, I was like, I don't really think there's ever been a true black protagonist that was actually, I guess, the main character of a game, let's say the starring role. They're either support characters or something like that, and yes, they're either big and built, carrying guns and stuff like that. I know there was the Afro Samurai game, but come on, that was kind of based off the anime. But, I mean, if you're just talking about a straight game where they put this guy, a RPG or something like that, as the black or as the main character, I mean, black, Asian, whatever the case may be, I think kind of what it boils down to, though, is that the Japanese or anybody else is going to try to appeal to the community, to the audience, of what people may want. And if they see, if you see a cover and has a black person on there, they may not think it's going to sell. As where, even if it's a Japanese game and the character's name may be Japanese, they're going to use, you know, a white person's face because they believe it's more appealing and it's going to sell more games. That's how I just take it, though.
And I also think that if you had more white women protagonists, you would also have more black male protagonists because the white woman is the black man's kryptonite.
See, and can I add, you can't have San Andreas, the game, and have a white guy playing a gangster.
So what you're saying is that it has to be the equivalent.
I mean, I don't even know what protagonist means. So
basically, that would be like the good guy in the game. Like, he's the main character.
There's a lot of that, though. I don't know. I mean, I understand what he's trying to get at. But the thing is that, I mean, I don't see. Okay, Uncharted.
Okay.
When do you see Mexicans going and looking for treasure? Seriously. We got 4 fucking kids we got to feed. You know, I got to make sure my lowrider's running, make sure my hydraulics have enough fuel and that my batteries are charged. I'm not climbing mountains. I'm not fighting zombies. I can't see also another one. What else? Mega Man. You're not gonna see a Mexican as Mega Man.
He's a robot. He's not no race.
Exactly.
He's gonna jump into one of those
robots.
So are you saying that to you that it doesn't matter the race of the characters, or that?
See, that's the thing, Staccata. I am Mexican. I make Mexican jokes, but deep down in my heart, I'm a human. I bleed red. You bleed red. We all fucking bleed red. And I respect my neighbors. I respect everybody on the other side of the world. Mm. I respect Kim Jong-il that just passed away. It's unfortunate for his kids. Yeah. But the thing is that it doesn't matter if they're black or white in the game. To me, it's me playing the game. It's not the character. I don't care what the color of the character is. I get so immersed in the game that it's me in that person's shoes. All right.
Okay.
That's true. That's true.
Now, So you don't feel like if you had a character, okay, if you had a Mexican character, okay, and then do you feel like the attributes of that character in the game, the way the character moved or spoke or things
like Red Dead Redemption?
Was he Mexican?
No, but when he went to Mexico, there was a lot of little guys running around with huaraches. And
ponchos.
All right, well, yeah. I mean, okay, when you got,
and I can't get upset because that is history. That's the way it was back in that time.
Okay.
Okay. When you got to that point, did you feel a sense of pride that there was a group of Mexicans in the gang? Or was
no, it just like, what the fuck? I was fucking John Marston, and I'm in a different country with a different culture.
Okay. Nice. All right. And I'm going to come from a little different perspective.
Go ahead.
I see what he's saying. I'm going to come from a perspective of the creators, though.
Go ahead.
Okay? If there's something that you want to see, first of all, you got to start demanding.
Yep. Okay?
So if you really feel like you want more minority characters, black characters, main characters in the game, you have to ask for it. And there has to be a community of people ask for it. You know, two or three people ranting and raving about it isn't going to work. You know, there has to be a good amount of people who want to see this happen. But two, the best way to control something like that is to do it. Okay? If you're a creator of a game, if you're a creator of a world, especially in a situation where you want to lean more toward reality or something, we'll say it like that. It's easier to create a character that you yourself as the creator can identify with because you know how this character thinks. You know what I'm saying? Like he was saying, like, if you have like an Uncharted type of character, you know, that character coming from the mind of a creator who might do a lot of traveling or something.
Right.
Who has seen the world and seen all these different locales and thought, well, this is beautiful. And so he puts himself into that game, and then that character kind of reflects him and the other creators.
Right.
If you want to see, and not just black characters, okay, because you have black characters, but a lot of them are kind of stereotypical. Like the cold Guns. Dude from the Gears of War shit, football Afro. Playing loud mouth and shit, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you want to see something different, then you have to. We need to be in a position to make something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be in a position where you can make a RPG with a competent black character, competent in the sense of he's not based off of any stereotypes, but he's based off of your experience and you in your relation to being a black person,
right,
or being a Mexican person, or being Japanese, or being Indian, or being Polish. You know what I'm saying? Because there, I mean, when it comes down to it, like you said, at the end of the day, we all bleed the same. You know what I mean? But there are differences between us in the way that you speak, and the way that you perceive stuff, and the way that you just the way that you might handle a situation based upon where you come from. So, like, if I had made Grand Theft Auto, the character might have turned out different than how he did in the game.
Yep.
Based upon, the person, you know, a Caucasian person making that character and just trying to tell a good story.
Yep.
And it's not to say that you can't tell a good story with a black person if you're not black. Obviously, you can. But the way that it comes out might be different. So, my thing is, if you want to see that, then we need more people in the standpoint creating that. We have to, you know? So
I hear you.
You know what I mean? So,
you know, here's a joke to lighten the mood up a little bit.
Okay, go. Hit.
Okay, here we go. What can a large pizza do that a black man can't? Go.
Go.
Do you know the answer?
No.
Feed a family of four. Oh, this disrespecting every black person.
All right, ready? I got one for you.
Go ahead.
What's the difference between pick and choose?
What?
Pick is when you got from two things to pick from. Choose is what a Mexican wears on his feet.
Oh, shit. And on that note, we have offended the entire Mexican
communities. Andale.
So we are going to call this one the Closers.
All Spoon right.
Podcast, episode 10, we said.
10.
Yes.
Season
so
finale.
Remember, if you're listening to this podcast, next week we are doing a call-in show. It's our the shit that we hated the most about the year show. So everybody can call in. It could just be a big old fun extravaganza. Sponge already started it out. And what was your hate that you started us out with?
The McRib.
The McMotherfucking rib.
It ain't the same.
Sponge, do you want them to follow you on Twitter?
Guys, follow me on Twitter. I'm new at this. First time. This is the first week that I started tweeting, twatting, whatever you guys call it. It's at TPSSPONGE, T-Piss Sponge. That's Sponge Bobby's, guys. All I got to say is my hat's off to the Boom Podcast. These guys are the shit. Fucking Thanks, Apocalypse sir. Makes an appearance here and there. Batman's sometimes in here.
I'm Batman.
The Yizzle rants are off the hook.
And we should appreciate, you know,
thanks, man,
listeners and everybody who's coming to our aid, yes, and helping us turn this podcast into something.
Oh, one more thing, can
yeah.
I say?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Guys, visit T-Piss. See, there's still time. I don't know, there's still time, but they're gonna have an NBA fantasy league. Am I hosting it? I'm not hosting it. E-Diddy's going to be the host of the podcast every 2 weeks, I think. Every bi-weekly, there'll be a podcast. But I'm fronting up the cash, the moolah, the dinero, the $100 PSN card to the winner of the NBA Fantasy League, okay, sponsored by me.
So y'all heard that, SpongeBob, NBA Fantasy League, so they can get that at the PlayStationShow.com in the forums, right?
Get on there. Get a hold of E-Diddy. I don't know when it closes. I don't know how many people he's recruiting for the league, but do it. I mean, I'm doing this because I love their T-Pissin' NFL podcast. It's another way of me not listening to the Rogue Gamer. I ain't got no hate against that podcast. But the thing is that they don't respect the community, and I am that freaking community, and so are you guys. So we need more podcasts. I there's not enough for me to listen to every day, even though I have about 100 on my iTunes ready for me to download every day. I need more content.
More content.
More content.
More. So, yes. Do you have a Twitter yet?
Me?
Nah, yeah, the years.
Yeah, yeah, come on, bro. You gotta be my BFF on Twitter.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes.
I'm gonna totally. Oh my god, we're gonna do it.
Oh my god, they're gonna telefight.
So we're gonna get him on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm trying to hook one up today.
So y'all can follow me on the PSN, Staccata, STACCHEA. Y'all can follow me on the 360. Saeed, SAAYID.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I heard the boo. yeah. Go to the community, www.battleclubgaming.com. It's slowly growing. We really want people to start hanging out at the community, because the more people we get there and the more daily active users we get, we can see, we can start doing stuff with the community, like contests and stuff that we want to do. Like, it's Battle Club Gaming, so we want to do some battling stuff, you know, some fucking Call of Duty stuff, some what's the other shooter, Battlefield 3 stuff. You know what I mean? But we need people in the community to get that popping and to let us know that there's interest in doing stuff like that. And you know, we got ideas swirling that we want to throw out, so go. If you're at a community now and you hate it, come over here and have fun. Like, it's the beginning of the stages of the community, so y'all can mold it into whatever y'all want. If y'all just want it to be a place to talk shit, you know, or if y'all want it to be a place where everybody is welcome, but y'all still talk shit, you know, y'all can mold the community now. It's fresh, so come join it. www.battleclubgaming.com. We didn't get any call-ins today, and it might be my fault because I messed up.
What the hell am I at, baby? I'm a fucking long call-in.
You're the best call-in, son.
Hey, one more thing. T-Piss community. T-Piss is where the party's at. But Boom Comp, Boom Pop, Boom Boom Podcast is the after party.
The after party with the after party in. You get your party, go to drink, call to in.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck out.
Out of this, son. Follow us, Boom Podcast on Twitter. Battle Club Gaming on Twitter. That's Battle Club GMING. www.battleclubgaming.com. You can catch the podcast there. The Rants of Y'all. We got a new episode up. Like I said, thanks to Waterless Gooch for the logo. Thanks to Spudge Bobbies for joining us today.
Yes, sir.
Thank to Y'all Yizzle for always jizzling. The Yizzle Fisher for shizzle, kizzle, patizzle.
My hizzle.
And everybody that sent in the mailbags. Send your mailbags at theboompodcast.com. We care about you guys. We love you guys. We're out of here.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Right before we go, nobody won the contest. But you know, I'm gonna let it go another week, so we can get some call-ins maybe for the, you know, worst thing.
Okay. That makes it better because they're already calling in,
so they can take a guess.
I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make it a little bit easier. I'm gonna take the audio from the last podcast and take out the section with the tunes on it and just make a contest post for it.
Okay.
So I'm going to post that up on Twitter. You can come to the website. I'll post it up on the Dig and all that. And so figure out what the songs are. You call in. You get a free copy of Ratchet & Clank All for One. Brand new in the rapper, son. Ratchet & Clank. That's a new game. You know, you ain't going to get it by Christmas now because you didn't. If you'd have called in and won, you could have had the game by Christmas, but you
did. Did I win?
Nah, you ain't win, son. You ain't win.
Snappity snap snap.
You could have won, but you ain't win. Because you called in. All you had to do was give us the answers. But
I don't know. I don't listen to anime. Come on, baby.
What anime? No, man. It was video game tunes at the end of the
exactly.
Last
it all sounded anime to me.
All right, yo. This shit's running long. So we're about to go ahead and call it www.battleclubgaming.com, the PlayStation Showcast.com, SpongeBobby's, hit him on Twitter, Yayizosuno on Twitter, Boom Podcast on Twitter. We out. Peace.
Good day, mate.